Marcel Wan was born on March 15, 1928 in Tonkin, which is a small predominant Catholic village in Vietnam. Now when Marcel was barely 3 years of age, his growing faith was pretty obvious, as he already told his mother that he wanted to become a saint. But sadly, however, as Marcel's childhood years progressed, his father took to gambling and alcohol, causing the family much suffering. Now as a child, Marcel was a kind and sensitive boy full of love and tenderness and did not like to be separated from his mother. He quickly developed a love for the Blessed Mother and the Holy Rosary, having prayed his rosary every day with his mother. Marcel made his first communion at the age of 6, and from this day onward, he would receive communion almost every single day. He began to have a desire for the religious life. He wanted to become a priest, so his pastor and mother saw to it that he be sent to Hubang to be part of a small monastery there. He was then admitted to the pre-junior seminary and became one of the aspirants to the priesthood. Marcel was a good student, worked hard, performed all his duties, and was kind and generous. The parish priest was constantly holding him up as an example for the other boys to follow. But as with every saint, the devil always intervenes one way or another. The other students, however, became intensely jealous of Marcel and began to bully him, including a catechist known as Master Vin. He would often beat Marcel, deprive him of his food, and even took away his rosary. He would commit all sorts of diabolical attacks on the saintly youngster, forcing Marcel to run away several times seeking a better environment. Luckily, Master Vin was found out and expelled from the monastery. Marcel then left the monastery in hopes of entering the seminary and becoming a priest, but unfortunately, he was not able to find any seminary or work that would accept him. He then went back to the monastery, but due to the bad influence of the other students, he had no other choice but to return back to his parents' home. Now during the same time period, tragedy had struck home. Floods had destroyed his family's property and belongings. To make matters worse, Marcel's father had went into drinking and gambling and had left his family behind in poverty. Sadly, due to his family's poverty, they had no other choice but to send Marcel back to Hubang. He then began living on the streets as a beggar, but thanks to a friend, Marcel was admitted to the Minor Seminary in Lang Son in 1942. 6 months later, he continued his studies in the parish of St. Therese of the Child Jesus in Quang Hien under the direction of two Dominican fathers. Now one day, Marcel spread out on the table books on the lives of the many saints. He then closed his eyes and began to pray, asking God to guide him, promising to read whatever book his hand fell upon. Now closing his eyes and reaching out, he pulled a copy of The Story of a Soul by St. Therese. Now he began to cry while reading because the simplicity of St. Therese's love for Jesus overwhelmed him. This is where his devotion to St. Therese became intense. The little flower appeared to Marcel many times. She became his spiritual director, constant companion, and even called him little brother. She told him that he would never become a priest, but he was to become the hidden apostle of love, which was a key source of spiritual support for priests. He was to become the heart of priests. Now when Marcel heard this, it made him really sad, as it was his childhood dream to become a priest, but with the help of his spiritual sister, Saint Therese, she helped him see what was God's mission for him. From the early age of 14, Marcel was trained directly by the little flower, Saint Therese, in his spiritual life. He never saw her, for she manifested herself to him in the form of a voice that he heard, and that led him step by step towards holiness, which he achieved. He then joined the Redemptorists as a household helper, and then on October 17, 1944, he finally became a postulant and received the name Brother Marcel. Shortly before October 7, 1945, now a young Redemptorist novice, Brother Marcel had his first conversation with our Lord, during which the young brother was asked to listen and write down all that our Lord had mentioned to him. Most of the conversations were with our Lord, but occasionally, Our Lady and Saint Therese also conversed with Marcel. Now let's look at one fun occasion. It was a conversation that Marcel had with our Lord concerning bananas, which he wrote on April 8, 1946, just to understand Marcel's childlike spirit. He wrote, "Yesterday, during the meal, I asked little Jesus this question. Little Jesus, did you ever eat bananas? He replied with a laugh, Marcel, I didn't come down to earth to eat. But then, responding to my wish, he added in a more polite tone, I've never eaten bananas, and there are still many things that you eat that I have not eaten. However, now, when you eat something, it's like I'm eating it myself, since we're one. When I heard little Jesus speak like that, I was very happy, and I ate two bananas." Conversations 397. Now it is through the written dialogues that Marcel had with our Lord that we are able to see the incredible closeness of Jesus in our everyday lives. In July of 1954, North Vietnam was handed over to the communists. Many Catholics fled for the South, while many Redemptorists remained in the house of Hanoi to take care of the Christians who stayed back. Brother Marcel understood that Jesus was asking him to join them. He then agreed to go to now communist North Vietnam, where he was arrested on July 7, 1955, while going to the market. Now, while trying to escape, dressed as a woman, in order to get consecrated hosts for his fellow Catholic inmates, Marcel was captured, put in irons, and placed in a solitary confinement, where he stayed there for several months. During this time of incarceration, his faith shone through like a beacon, and his charity and devotion to his fellow prisoners was consistent with his vocation as the hidden apostle of love. He died of consumption and exhaustion, alone, but never alone, on July 10, 1959, at the age of 31. Brother Marcel was declared a servant of God in 1997, and his beatification process continues. Servant of God, Brother Marcel Vaughn, pray for us.